Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 376. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And today, something that I'm fired up about in a good way. Everything I talk about on the podcast comes from my life in some form, either something that I directly experienced, something that I closely observed, or just like something that I've studied for a long time and I've developed insight into. Today's mindset is from my own life because I'm fired up. I really am. I'm fired up. One of these days, I'll do a like full Who is Case Kenny episode, but the gist of the past 6 months of my life have been one big life change, which is in the form of me leaving my job. I think I've mentioned this in the past, but I haven't gone fully into it, which I will at some point. But I left my job this past year. It was a job that I had been very, very, very successful at for 8 years. That's an eternity to work somewhere for 8 years, to develop an identity with, to do well at for 8 years. And leaving to do this full time is such an incredible gift and privilege. But of course, it comes with its own new challenges and doubts and things like imposter syndrome. And, you know, ever since transitioning to do this full time, to chase my passion full time, to write full time, to say, this is what I'm doing, I'm going for it, I've really elevated my standards for myself. I demand a lot from myself, perhaps too much, but I do. I've really leveled up my expectations for what I do, the verbs that I do. And one of those is I ask. I ask a lot. I shoot my shot a lot. I go for what I want a lot, because my new standard is a zero tolerance policy for myself to back down from that, to not shoot my shot, to not, you know, back down ever from asking for what I want. And inherent in that, of course, cause and effect is that I hear a lot of no's. I hear yes, certainly, and that's so rewarding, and it's why I continue to elevate my standard, because it works. But I also hear a lot of no's. And that's fine, of course. I'm not delusional to think I'm ready for the biggest stages and the best of this and that. Of course not. I am working my tail off to get to the point where I hear yes and no is a thing of the past. But, you know, I realize, of course, I have to earn yes. I have to show why yes is the right answer. But in the interim, I hear a lot of no. I hear a lot of, we'll get back to you. A lot of, hey, cool concept, Case. We'll mull it over. And, you know, I'm talking about business here, certainly, but also just in everything that I do. Like, I'm a writer first and foremost, but I'm also an entrepreneur. And I have a vision for myself, and that's a vision that brings mindfulness to life in cool ways and different ways and innovative ways and ways that people aren't doing, or they're not doing it in the way that I can. And so I'm having conversations with record labels and talent agencies and radio stations and publishing houses and community groups and all these things. And it's so cool to be able to do this, of course, but, you know, it causes doubt to creep up sometimes. Oh shit, maybe this isn't it. Maybe I'm a bit lost in the sauce of my own vision. Maybe I'm drinking my own Kool-Aid too much, right? I'm sure you could relate to that in some sense, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. Like, the dissonance between your belief in yourself and getting others to be on the same page. You know you deserve that promotion, but you need to convince your boss you do. You know you're capable of getting that dream job, but you need to convince a panel of people you do. Or outside business. You know you're hilarious and loving and kind and compassionate and just a ride or die friend, but not everyone sees that just yet or believes it just yet. And so there you are, there we are, with this gap between what we know is the great thing about ourselves, the thing we stand by, the thing we prove with our actions, and what other people might think of you or believe about you, the people who need some convincing. And while we work to do that, because let's be real, you've got to prove it. Well, that's life. While we work towards proving it, there's this real inclination we have as humans to doubt ourselves, to think, yeah, maybe I am unqualified for this, unqualified for the job or the person or the relationship. Maybe I'm not ready. Maybe I'm not as funny or outgoing or talented as I think I am. Maybe I'm not even on their radar. Normal thoughts. Those are normal thoughts, normal human thoughts, normal human doubts and insecurities. But you know what? Back to saying I'm fired up. I'm over that thought. I am over that thought in particular. I really am. I don't like it. I don't like it anymore. And I don't know about you, but when I don't like something, namely a belief, I come up with a system, an affirmation, a mindset that counters it. And in the face of feeling unqualified, not ready, that's what I'm talking about here. Unqualified to get a spot, unqualified to date someone, to work somewhere, to get the spotlight. In the face of that, I've got a little thing I do. And it's honestly quite silly, but it's my form of visualization that fires me up. And it reminds me of my dedication to what I believe, which is myself and my effort and my worth. And that's what I call it the year of un, the year of un, U-N, the year of feeling untalented, unexpected, unqualified, unusual, unlikely, un. I picture a headline that describes me in that way with un. He was an unlikely candidate for the job, but he got it anyway. The most unexpected success of the year. Someone who was once called untalented and unqualified proved everyone wrong. It's a silly, funny thing I do, picturing a headline. But I like doing it because I like to show myself. I like to affirm this idea of doing something despite a feeling. That you could do all kinds of things despite what you think is the reason you can't. You could do all the things you dream of despite the reasons you think you can't. And that fires me up. I like to think of it as a challenge. Unqualified, unexpected, unusual, unlikely, yeah. Yet, here you are. Despite those human feelings, here you are. Here you are. The year of un, the year of despite. Showing yourself that the path to doing what you want, what you dream of, that path is not a straight path. It's not a straight shot to the thing you want where you just ditch any feeling of imposter syndrome or doubt along the way. No, it's not that. You go along that path one step after another despite that feeling. The year of un, the year of despite, the year where you shoot your shot despite how unlikely you think it is you'll hear yes. You create that passion project despite how unexpected it'll be coming from you. You ask for that promotion despite how unqualified you think you are. Again, those are self-imposed uns, but let's get real. We're human. We're going to doubt ourselves in some way. It's literally what we do. And sure, I could do an episode where I just say, don't do that. Hey, just don't do that. Don't doubt yourself. But that wouldn't be helpful. So instead, I like to share the mindsets I implement in my life alongside of that humanness that we all have. And hopefully these mindsets help ease those human feelings for you. They offset them for you to the point where one day you're like, wow, you know, I've been doing this for so long, despite those feelings, I rarely feel those feelings anymore. But in the meantime, I've found this idea of getting fired up in the face of un, despite the uns in your life, unqualified, untalented, unlikely, unexpected. Take it as a challenge. Picture the headline. I like a little visualization, right? Picture the headline. The biggest, most memorable headlines we have and we read are the ones that describe a despite moment for someone else, right? Winning the World Series despite being 45 years old. Getting cast in a big movie despite never having landed a major role before. Getting that dream offer despite thinking everyone else was overqualified, more qualified. Creating a hit single despite never having made music before, whatever. Those are the headlines people read and people remember. and they're real. Why can't that be you? Why can't that be you? Well, I think it can be if you embrace the power of despite. Embrace the uns your humanness likes to dish up to you on a silver platter. You can call it imposter syndrome, doubt, insecurity, whatever it is, but see it as a challenge that despite it, you are doing your thing and you're going for it. Show yourself that those feelings are real, but they are irrelevant because this is the year of un, of despite, the year where un is irrelevant, the year where unlikely, unexpected, unqualified, untalented is irrelevant because all you're looking at is what you do, the things you do, the commitment you have to doing them again and again and again, the things you ask for, the shots you take, the hours you put in. That is where your focus lies. And you see through that the path forward for yourself. The path that is not a straight one, of course, but it's a path that you see despite what you sometimes feel. And because you can see it, voila, it's the year of un. It's the year of despite. It's the year where you succeed and you overcome and you grow despite the labels that you put on yourself. It's the year where you succeed and you overcome and you grow despite the no's you hear along the way. The year where you succeed, you overcome, you grow despite maybe the misunderstanding some people might have of you. Embrace that. See it as a challenge because let me tell you, from my experience, it really does work. You have to find something to keep yourself going. You really do. You need something lighting a fire under you, or otherwise when you hear that fifth no, you're going to hang up your cleats and call it a day. And I wouldn't blame you, because without a fire, a light, it's going to be tough to keep going. So just give yourself a simple one. Say, this is the year of despite the doubt that I naturally feel. You're acknowledging the feelings. You're not ignoring them. And heck, they might even be true. You might be unexpected. You might be a tad bit unqualified, but fuck it. Excuse me, but screw it. Seriously. You're going to carry through. You're going to step forward despite that. You're going to do it despite the facts, despite the feelings. And that's what keeps you going. It's empowered stubbornness. It's vision. And it's something you can give yourself, a light you can give yourself. Because above all else, you need a why. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why is it a dream or a goal? And once you have that, you need to have a fire that keeps it alive. That is what I've learned separates the people who get what they want and what they set out to do and people who give up along the way. And I think this episode more than others, I'm sounding like a motivational speaker. It's not my thing, but I am very fired up and I hope you are too. Just because I feel it and I see so many people start a journey but give up when it gets tough or it gets blurry. Life rewards people who keep going, on their 10th try. Life rewards people on their 100th podcast episode. Life rewards people submitting their 6th job application, their 30th audition, their 10th book, their, 200th YouTube video. I'm convinced of this. I've proven it in my life after starting this journey 8 years ago. Embracing the power of despite, the power of un. See it. Look that feeling in the eye and decide that it's not in your way. You're going through it despite the feeling. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope that fired you up just a little bit. I hope it was helpful. If it was, I'd be super grateful if you'd share this episode, this podcast with a friend. You could also post it up on social media and tag me. It really does mean a lot to see so many people sharing the podcast. And as always, thank you so much for all the ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you could spare 60 seconds to do that, it'd mean a lot to me. But that is it. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.